Everybody knows that in order to be successful in marriage, you need exclusivity. A woman, she wants her husband. A man, he wants his wife. She's not going anywhere. That's how love and marriage and relationships and commitment work. Imagine the unimaginable. That a woman would take her spouse and give him away. Imagine a man would take his spouse and give away to someone else. Crazy idea. Crazy idea. Well, there is a story in this week's parsha about a woman and a man who love each other and they plan to marry and they're about to get married. One, the man's name is Yaakov. It's actually my grandpa. And the woman's name is Rachel. And they love each other. They're about to get married. And then, in the last second, crazy story, Rachel's diabolical father decides to trick Yaakov and give him another wife. A different wife. Who's that? A different daughter of his. And Rachel is like, imagine how Rachel thinks. What's she thinking at that moment? Oh my gosh, that's my boy. That's my man. That's my husband. I'm about to marry. She can't give him away. Who would ever give their husband away? And then she decides, you know, I'm worried about my sis. I'm going to give her away. And that's an insane story. That's a sensational story. And it's a story you might even know. But get this. This story didn't happen once. She didn't just give her husband away and share her husband once. She shared her husband twice. And she didn't just share her husband twice, she shared her husband three times. She gave her husband away to another woman, to be with another woman three times. The other two, you can check them out, are to her maidservant, Bilhah. Why? Why would she do that? Well, she says, we need to save the Jewish people. We got to create the Jewish people. Yaakov is going to have 12, supposed to have 12 sons. How's he going to have them? I'm barren. Rachel was an Akara. The Torah itself says she could not have children, Rachel. So she says, okay, I care about the Jewish people. I'll even do something which is the ultimate self-sacrifice. Give your own husband away to be with another woman. She does it. And then she does it a third time when she's supposed to spend the evening with her husband. And complicated story of the Dudayim. She's so desperate to try to have a child. She wants a Dudayim from Leah. And in return for the Dudayim, she's willing to give her husband away yet again. Three times she gave her husband away to another woman. It's a shocking statement. Now listen carefully. Listen carefully. I just told you that Rachel could not have any children. And yet, the unexpected happens. Years pass, and years later, she has one child, and then another child. But it's more than that. Miraculous children, but it's more than that. The children of Jacob are remembered for posterity until today as the Shvatim, and the way the Shvatim ended up being divided and broken down to was that Rachel had three Shvatim. Three of her children became Shvatim: Binyamin, and Ephraim, and Manasseh. That's three. Today, the Jewish people today, the 12 sons of Israel, the 12 tribes of Israel, three of those 12 tribes are Binyamin, Ephraim, and Manasseh. And Rachel merited to be the mother of three of the tribes. A woman who cannot have any children. The Torah itself testifies she's an Akara. She was barren. She cannot have children. And yet, miraculously, she ends up being the mother of three tribes. How did that happen? I would like to humbly suggest it happened because three times she performed the ultimate act of self-sacrifice. She gave her life away. She gave her destiny away. She gave her future away for the Jewish people. She said, I'll do anything. I'll do anything so that these Jewish people should be saved, should be born, right? Should continue, right? Should develop. I'll do anything to help the Jewish people and to help other Jews. And therefore, because she did something which is so enormously extreme, superhumanly, against her nature and against anyone's nature, but she did it. Because she did that, God went against his nature, so to speak, the nature of the world, and granted her three miraculous shvatim. Take a look, and note that this is not the first time this happened. There was a woman earlier in the Torah who also had a medical diagnosis, impossible for her to have children. Her name, Sarah. And she said, I'm going to give my maidservant, my lowly maidservant, to my husband to be with him. I tell my husband, go marry this other woman. The ultimate sting in any love relationship. Nothing hurts more than that. But she did it. She gave her husband away to one woman. And because she did, she had one child. She gave her husband away once. And because she did, she had one child. Rachel gave her husband away three times to another woman. The ultimate sacrifice. And because she did, she had three miraculous shvatim as children. Now, this is not for you or I. Do not try this at home. Do not try this at home. Don't give anyone away. All right? But the teaching here is about self-sacrifice. If someone does something which is so difficult for them, impossible to do, and it goes so against their nature, God will go against his nature, and perform miracles in return. In closing, let's recognize that the Avos and Rachel here, she was only thinking about trying to save the Jewish people. Is this happening today? My response is absolutely, this is happening today. There are thousands, tens of thousands of people who have sent their loved ones away, who have sent their husbands away, given their husbands into the arms of potential death, right, and destruction. Why? To save the Jewish people, to take care of the Jewish people. There are women, thousands and thousands of women right now who have sent their husbands away, who have sent their husbands to God forbid, potential destruction, in order to save the Jewish people. These young wives, they're home alone. Where are their husbands? They say, listen, the Jewish people need saving. Hashem should respond in kind and care for them and grant them the ultimate salvation and the ultimate gift of life to their husbands, to their sons who are on the battlefield, and send miracles to them and to the Jewish people. May we merit good news soon.